This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I don't think this song will ever get old to me.
Kimbrel comes out to it.
Oh.
It's a harbinger of bad things to come.
Well, that is a good point. Hopefully he's pitching this weekend in St. Louis. Well, not hopefully, because they'd have a lead.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right.
They would have a lead, though, so that's not good. Let's hope we don't see him this weekend. All right, it is The Drive. It is with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. He's Derek Piper. Trevor Valise straight ahead. We have Trev's ticket coming up at 5:30. Does anybody have, and I think I'm going to look to my left here, does anybody have tonight's Eagles-Packers game as one of their betting spots?
I do not.
I do not either.
Oh, really? Pipes
does. Yeah, I thought about it. The state of Wisconsin's been good to Derek.
Yes, it has.
I kind of like Green Bay on the money line. The four, though, I could see a three-point win or something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got drive time right now, and we're going to talk a lot about the Cardinals looking ahead for this weekend now. A game up. If you hadn't heard, the Brewers won again! They've won 18 of 20.
Everybody's winning Wisconsin.
My good, no doubt. Yeah, why does that state deserve all this great sports?
Aaron Rodgers, Christian Yelich, Giannis.
My goodness.
I mean, what is that about? That's one of the top trios out there.
Do they have a bad sports program, whether it be college or pro?
Wisconsin basketball, Wisconsin football, Green Bay Packers football, Milwaukee Brewers baseball, and Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
I mean, the Wisconsin basketball would be their lowest thing right now, and they've just been on a decade run. Wow, good for you, Wisconsin.
Brevin Pritzel.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. All right, but we're going to start with some NFL when we
Trent
start.
Trent Grisham, by the way, leading off and beating you is the baseball equivalent of Brevin Pritzel. Being
and, of course, it's with the Brewers. Let's drive.
This is Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy, and online at drivechampaign.com.
All right, we've got Thursday Night Football tonight, and I don't bring this up because of the betting. We will do Trev's ticket at the bottom of the hour. And by the way, there is a GoSteever.com giveaway at 5:30 today, and it's to Miga Restaurant in downtown Champaign, giving you $50 vouchers. If you want to get your hands on that for free, there's no catch here. You just need to GoSteever.com. Go to GoSteever.com.
Giving 10 of them away.
Giving 10 vouchers of $50 away at 5:30. But back to football. Eagles 1-2, Packers 3-0. Let's don't take the Bears' outlook on this yet, because I know you need the Packers to lose this game if you're Chicago. Let's look at the Eagles first. This is a team that I think a lot of people projected into a playoff team. I still have them as a playoff team with Wentz and Ertz, etc. Alshon Jeffrey is back, as our buddy Austin Berkland just reminded us. This is almost a must-win, Derek, for an Eagles team that's 1-2 going into Lambeau.
Yeah, it's huge for them. And they've got Dallas going to New Orleans against Bridgewater, where that could be a tricky situation for Dallas, but if Dallas wins, they're 4-0. And Philly has a, you know, if they lose this game, they're 1-3. And I got a stat for you on going into Green Bay. Green Bay in their last 15 home games in September.
Okay.
14-0-1.
Wow.
One tie against Minnesota last year.
Wow.
So Philly needs this bad. They've been banged up. Getting Jeffrey back is huge.
Yeah.
That Green Bay defense is really stout.
I wonder, Trevor, is this time now, let's look at the Bears' outlook on this. The Bears, of course, 2-1, and Green Bay, and you know, a possibility to go 4-0. It won't be easy, but is this Green Bay team for real? I mean, they beat the Bears.
Yeah, I think they are. I think their defense is legit. I don't think it's second best in the NFL legit.
Right.
But I think Aaron Rodgers hasn't even been that good yet.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know they faced good defenses. And then on the flip side, of course, their defenses have faced Trubisky, Flacco, and Cousins.
Yeah.
So
just saw a stat on TV before you came in. Green Bay is 23rd in the NFL in offensive production under new coach Matt LaFleur. So, yeah, you almost sit there and think to yourself, when is Green Bay going to get it going? I could see this being a shootout tonight.
Yeah, I could see this being the night that Aaron Rodgers figures it out. Because, you know, they've played good defenses. They played the Bears. They played the Vikings. I know the Broncos haven't been as good as advertised with Vic Fangio. They don't even have a sack this year. I don't think they have a takeaway either or an interception.
No.
But Aaron Rodgers, yeah, has not gone over 240 yards passing yet. He only has four touchdown passes in three games.
Wow.
I don't know. I could see him getting it going tonight. The Green Bay defense, I trust a little bit more.
Okay.
We'll see.
So let's say you had a buddy that was sitting in the room with you right now that was maybe going to throw $5 on this game.
Yeah.
Do you go Packers plus four or Eagles minus four? Trevor? Trevor?
Eagles plus four.
Yeah. Okay.
I like Green Bay on the money line. I think Green Bay's going to win. I could see it being close. I don't know if they cover four.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. All right. Thanks, guys. Let me make that bet. All right. Let's get to the Cardinals. St. Louis off today. Milwaukee played today against the Reds, beat their best pitcher. Milwaukee has now won, I think, seven or eight straight, and they've won 18 out of 20. And essentially,
20 out of 24.
20 out of 24. Now, and to take it one step further, I think it's 21 out of 25.
Even. Wow, you really took it.
I did, man. I took it a lot further. So, all of a sudden, Cardinals fans, you're going into the final three games of the year, one game up on Milwaukee. You're hosting the Cubs. The Brewers are going to Colorado. I don't know, Derek. It's weird. I know we've been through this. The Cubs are starting like some guy I've never heard of, probably in one of these games. How you feeling, Derek, as a Cardinals fan?
Not super great, because you've heard of the guys that the Rockies are starting in Colorado, and they're horrible. And it just doesn't make sense to you. When you look at Milwaukee, Yelich is out. And then look at them month by month. June, that was a 500 team, under 500 in July, under 500 in August. Now they're 19-4 in September.
My goodness.
Their run differential in September is plus 50. And they're starting dudes in their line. Just like, what is this?
It's crazy. They're just having fun right now going out and playing baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like a bunch of kids right now.
That should be their slogan. What is this?
What is this?
What is this?
2019 Milwaukee Brewers. What is this?
What is this?
And the Cardinals, unfortunately, have the line slogan. Well, here we are.
Yep.
Because you didn't take care of business in Arizona.
And meanwhile, the Cubs, on paper, a more talented roster than either, are watching these Brewers doing what is this and saying, we're not even worried about a potential collapse because we're not even in it.
It's crazy.
Luckily, the Cubs lineup is a whole lot of what is this, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Trevor, let's touch on that real quick. I mean, Cubs are officially eliminated.
Your
Cardinals are probably not going to have to face Rizzo, Baez,
Bryant,
or Bryant.
The Brewers have no starting pitching. Their bullpen took a step back this year. Their only all-star caliber player shattered his kneecap and is out for the year. But they're still fighting, and Cubs fans are watching YouTube videos of 2016. That's very comforting to know.
Bad. Is Contreras expected to play? I know he's out. He's not playing in the lineup.
Honestly,
tonight.
I think if anyone's got any type of a hitch in their giddy up, why would you play him?
Why would you play him? Well, I'd be all right with that down in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, no listen, kidding. Trevor said it best, Derek. Cardinals still do control their own destiny, and I mentioned that too. I'd rather be one up than one down going into these last three. All you got to do is take care of business, win three in a row, but when's the last time you beat the Cubs seven straight, like you
exactly.
said? Exactly. It's going to be an interesting weekend.
It will be. It's a little bit scary, but then again, you're facing a lineup that, in the Cubs that is not too threatening. You have Hudson on the mound. You have Waino, and then whoever you got to throw in that Sunday game. I agree with you, as you said in the first hour. If somehow, some way, the Rockies can get one, and you win the first two in St. Louis, and Sunday isn't that stressful,
boom.
I feel a lot better.
So the last time the Cardinals won seven in a row against the Cubs, they actually won 14 in a row.
Wow.
Really? Against the Cubs in the 1944 season.
Oh, okay.
Everybody remembers that one.
Yeah.
From April 20, basically from
Rogers
the start.
Rogers Hornsby and tri-speaker.
Basically, they played 18 times that season, and the Cardinals went 14-4 and won 14 in a row during that season.
Harkening back to 1944.
None of those 14 wins in a row were a four-game sweep at Wrigley, which is why that other stat was that it wasn't since 1921 that they did that.
That's crazy. All right, one quick thing about this. Waino, is he going on short rest Saturday, or is that normal rest?
I think it would be just normal rest, but it is
Because he threw the first game against Arizona, right?
He did. I'm not sure I would call it brazen confidence, but there is a little bit of we're not going to need him on Sunday because we'll hopefully have it wrapped up by Saturday by throwing him in on Saturday.
Well, then because I think then they want Flaherty on normal rest, right, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because Flaherty threw Tuesday. Flaherty threw Tuesday, so you'd have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He'd throw normal rest Sunday, and your hope is you have it wrapped up. You start Ponce de Leon or whatever his name is, and basically then you save Flaherty for game one in Atlanta, and then you'd have either Dakota or Miles ready for game two.
Also, the Cardinals won the last game of the previous series with the Cubs before that four-game sweep, so their current win streak is at 5.
Ooh.
If they won all three, it'd be 8. That would be the second longest ever before that 14.
Wow!
So just setting records in the Cubs-Cardinals series to clinch the division.
And it also says the largest win ever by either side was a 28-5 win by the Cardinals in 1910.
But the Cubs lead the all-time series.
Yeah, 1,237 games to 1,180. So
I mean,
the Cubs have about a 100-and-something game lead.
That's a blowout.
Yeah.
That stinks. All right. Can you wrap us up, Derek?
This is Drive Time brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
When we come back, it's a Mega giveaway. GoSteever.com. And we've got Trev's ticket. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampaign.com for a free estimate.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Was it worth it? That's the question. The answer is easy. No. Running back Melvin Gordon is reporting to the Chargers, ending his holdout after 64 days. Why did he hold out? He wanted a new contract, one that pays him around what the league's top backs are paid, $13-14 million a year. The Chargers offer 10, which is almost double what he's currently making. He says that's a no-go, so he was a no-go. He thought he had leverage. He thought the franchise would crack, needing him so badly despite the fact they went 4-0 without him a year ago. The franchise didn't crack, and now Melvin Gordon comes crawling back in what looks to be an effort to save himself an accrued season and make a little money in the process, even though he's already lost out on part of the $5.5 million he would have earned this season. It's a bad look. He started this standoff by holding out. The Chargers didn't blink. He swung and missed, and they laughed at him. And in the end, we discovered who needed who more. So he's back, defeated, having accomplished nothing. He won't be a Charger next season. Something tells me they'll be okay with that. In 60 seconds, the suggestion is just silly.
Cooler weather's around the corner, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It's almost laughable, the idea that Urban Meyer would be the next head coach at Michigan. No doubt Jim Harbaugh is in trouble there after the way Wisconsin owned the Wolverines on Saturday. Another season that will end far short of expectations is underway. But Urban Meyer, Michigan? No. Urban did say, no, that's not going to happen on WBNS radio when he was asked about it. Of course, it's not going to happen. If Urban wants to coach again, he'll coach again. USC is the place most linked to him. But if not there, then somewhere, just not Michigan. Urban likes Urban, we know that. And Urban likes when people like Urban. And Ohio State fans mostly love Urban. He owned Michigan and won them a national title. He takes the Michigan job and all that love becomes hate. Urban doesn't love hate. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers. Because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K. Or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
The Michigan Wolverines come to town on Saturday, October 12th, and Illini football is ready to fight.
Got a man caught inside the five. Bebe with the catch. Dives for the goal line. Touchdown.
We need you in the stands, bringing the energy and creating the home field advantage. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com. Be loud, wear orange, and join the fight.
The look in your partner's eyes when they see the beautiful arrangement you ordered from Blossom Basket is what it's all about. To be able to brighten the day of your spouse will quite simply make your heart explode with love. Your significant other will adore the vibrant color of the Blossom Basket bouquet. Please call 217-367-ROSE for a chance at the picture-perfect moment when your loved one sees Blossom Basket flower arrangements.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of our local economy. For over 150 years, Busey has remained a dedicated partner to those businesses and entrepreneurs who bring vibrancy to our community. Through sound advice and simplified solutions, Busey proudly supports small businesses. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Event planners should get to know the friendly staff at Minuteman Press for table tents, direction signs, menus, rack carts that are glossy coated or uncoated, door hangers, or even the pop-up tents, table covers, and retractable banners with stands. Minuteman Press will take walk-ins and go through the project step-by-step at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign. Getting end-of-the-year holiday cards, company desk, and wall calendars? Not a bad idea to take care of at Minuteman Press. Visit CUprinting.com.
Will Kane here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income, then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. A cup of coffee a day costs more than that. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-417-5440. That's 1-800-417-5440. Or go to SelectQuote.com/will. That's SelectQuote.com/WILL. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On Saturday, September 28th, the Walk to Defeat ALS will take place at Dodds Park in Champaign. Join the ALS Association in honoring those living with ALS in Central Illinois while remembering those who have left us too soon. The ALS Association fights ALS on every front, including providing essential care services for those living with ALS and their families at every stage of the disease. Everyone can become part of the fight by joining the Walk to Defeat ALS. For more information, visit web.alsa.org/champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
we have the quote of the day.
Well, then.
It is the drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor, Valise. Trevor is, it's time for Trev's ticket, but before we get to that, you just read a great quote from Joe Madden. You can't say the last word.
Not really. I don't think I can say the first one either.
The word is essentially poop.
Yeah. Yeah.
The last word. So.
And the first one's like complain.
Complain, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
basically the quote was, someone asked him how he felt about the Brewers complaining that the Cubs are basically throwing out a nothing line. And I don't know if the Brewers have actually, like, gone out there and formally complained about
okay.
it. But he said, basically, with the Cubs out, Madden isn't playing his A lineup, so the Brewers can start their complaining now. Here's his quote. Of course, I understand they're going to complain, but quite frankly, I don't give a bleep.
I don't give a poop.
Hmm.
Well?
So there's Joe Madden for you.
Okay. Well, listen, I mean, you know, I don't know if Colorado's playing Arenado and Blackman and such, so we'll see. Listen, this is how it is. This is how baseball is. It's nice when you can wrap it up. And the Cardinals would have been nice to wrap this up by now. But certainly you have to give Milwaukee credit in the fact that they have won 18 of 20, 20 of 24, and I took it a step further, 21 of 25.
You really just went above and beyond that.
It'd be one thing if it was, you know, the San Antonio Spurs in the middle of January, healthy scratches.
Right.
Where
yeah.
Rizzo is legitimately hurt, yep. Baez and those guys, so.
That's a good point. I mean, they are hurt.
I'm going to take it one step further. The Brewers have won 89 of 159.
Wow!
With three to go.
That really did.
What a streak.
Mm, well done. Well done on that one. Cardinals sitting at 90 wins.
Yep.
Chance to get to 93.
What's funny is if the Cubs lose out, they will exactly hit the Picota projection before the season that everybody freaked out about.
Really?
Now, the caveat is the Picota projection had them finishing last in the division with an 82-80 record.
Yeah.
So obviously that was nowhere near right.
Okay.
But if they finish 82-80, that's exactly what that projection system said before the year.
That's crazy how they do that. All right, is it time for Trev's ticket? I think it is.
You gamble?
Gambling? What's anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
It's my money and I need it now.
Everything here revolves around betting.
Come on, Spiro. That's gambling. You want to gamble? That's gambling.
It's my money and I need it now.
From casino to casino.
You do not have a gambling problem. You do not owe $15,000. It's $20,000.
Take this to the bank, kids.
I want to be a billionaire.
That's sneaky sniffy. You're like sniffy in a bad way.
Okay.
I'm going back to the well with Army.
It's my money and I need it now.
Oh, gambling's fun and easy.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
It's my money and I need it now.
Here comes the money.
What do you call it? Negative seven? What
minus?
Minus seven. All right, so I'm not very good at betting, kids.
I think you are. I just thought it was funny that in the middle of your sharp betting advice, you didn't know what to call it.
That's classic. I think it's funny. All right, listen, get your phones ready. Get your computers ready. GoStever.com. That's GoStever.com in about a minute.
1 minute exactly.
1 minute exactly. Refresh that thing and get ready for a mega $50 voucher. We're giving away 10 of them. 10 of these bad boys. Mega, of course, located downtown Champaign. It's a modern Asian-inspired cuisine. Wonderful restaurant downtown. So in about 30 seconds, we're giving these away, and they're going to go quick.
It's in 45 seconds. We have 40 seconds to talk about Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys take that over? Because I'm going to do the
go. So they received a one-year postseason ban, correct, Eric?
Yeah, so that's one Sweet 16 team that's gone.
Not really.
No. They went 14-18 last year.
Yeah, that's not
which, even. But that's because Jarrett Jack, who hosted Wendell Carter on his visit, took him to a strip club.
Ah.
And an assistant coach, former assistant coach, gave him $300. Gave Wendell Carter $300 to
$300.
Really? Himself.
Well?
I don't know how far that gets you, but.
I don't know either.
Hey.
It got him to Duke, though.
Exactly.
That's the point. Georgia Tech is taking the postseason ban, and they didn't get the player that went to Duke.
And that was your 45-second Georgia Tech recap. The offer is live.
It is live, and
two left.
Did I get it?
I don't know. Did you?
I think I messed it up. I think I had it.
They're gone.
I think I had it and messed it up.
You had it and lost it.
I didn't know what to
do. I didn't even have it pulled up because Lon had me talking about strip
clubs. You had a minute there, Lon.
I had it.
Eight went right away, then there were two.
I had it, and then I lost it.
And then there were two.
Dang it. All right, let's move on. That was terrible radio. I apologize.
I kind of like that.
Out of Amiga.
Lawn Live.
Raw in the moment.
Yeah. Dang it! Can I just get one of those?
We're just letting people know it's not rigged.
Well, that is true.
I mean, I am the one that creates the offer, so.
Oh, that's true. No, I'm, yeah, I know. All right, let's get to it.
Okay, you boys go first.
Okay.
Best three bets of the week for Lon and I.
I'm going to go, I got a bunch of them here. Can I go to all of them? No, I'm not going to go all of them. I'm going to go a couple of college and one NFL.
Okay.
I'm going to start in college. I start this because I'm familiar with them. Arizona State at Cal. Cal's good. Cal's pretty
They're
good.
They're actually really good on defense.
They are. Arizona State is +4.5 here. Here's the one thing I've found out about Arizona State since I started following them a year ago, because my son goes to college there. They're in every game. They don't really blow people out. Every game, it seems like, is a battle. So I think, even at Cal, a good team, I just don't trust the Pac-12. I'm going to take ASU, and I suggest you do as well, getting 4.5 here. Go with the Devils.
Okay. I'm going with the underdog as well. You guys may not like this, but Maryland +6.5 at home against Penn State tomorrow night. As I already mentioned, classes are canceled at Maryland.
Okay.
It's a blackout. It's going to be a crazy environment.
It's a Friday night game.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, Arizona State game's a Friday night game.
Oh, nice.
So you could sit at home tomorrow night, which is really kind of what I have planned, and watch both those games.
There you go. Maryland's offense is super explosive. I know they had a big letdown at Temple. The good news is they've had a whole week. And a bye week after that, so a whole week to get it right. Penn State, close game against Pitt. And they got outgained in that game. They got outgained in the game against Buffalo. They actually were down to Buffalo at home at halftime.
Wow.
So I'm not super impressed with Penn State.
Okay.
I think this is a tough one for them. I can see Penn State winning, but Maryland covers anyway. Maryland +6.5.
Okay. My next one is UNLV at Wyoming. I know nothing about these teams except for Wyoming beat Missouri the very first week. Missouri has looked good ever since. I think playing in Wyoming is a little bit tougher with the altitude, although UNLV is certainly out west as well, so those kids are used to this. I basically have no reason to do this, but I'm taking Wyoming and the points, 9.5. They're giving 9.5. I'm sorry. I don't know my lingo. Go Wyoming to win by 10 against UNLV.
Okay. I'm going to the NFL.
Oh.
We have a battle of undefeateds, New England and Buffalo.
Oh, I'm going anxious to hear what you're going to say
with
about
the
this.
Total here. Under 42.5.
Okay.
You have two of the top five defenses in the league, both in scoring defense and in yards given up. New England hasn't given up a defensive touchdown all year. The only touchdowns they've given up were a fumbled punt and a pick six by the backup quarterback. Bills running back Devin Singletary is also banged up. Frank Gore is going to get a lot of these carries, and it's not 2007, so that's not what it used to be. And also, Julian Edelman is hurt. He had a chest injury, limited practice this week.
That's right.
The Bills secondary is really good. And also, I like this stat. The under is 5-2 in the last seven meetings with these teams.
Wow.
Take the under.
You're good at this stuff.
Is it at Buffalo?
At Buffalo.
Okay, that makes sense.
Crazy environment.
Well. Yeah.
New England, Buffalo, take the under. All right, I'm writing that down right now. All right, I'm going to go to the NFL as well, and I'm just trying to pick which game I want to go with, although I think I have it. Wait, are you going with this one in Indy?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to Indianapolis. Jacoby Brissett looks good. And Indianapolis, their defense is solid.
Yep.
And you've got an Oakland team coming in that is not good. Not good at all. And Indy is favored by 7 at home against the Raiders. Take that to the bank. Go, Indy. Lay your bet. You're going to win some money there.
Yeah. I like that you're not overthinking that one. And I'm not going to overthink this one either. Dance with who brought you. Wisconsin again. I'm bringing you back.
Baby.
Wisconsin -24 against Northwestern. Wisconsin is the number one scoring defense, number one in yards allowed, number one in rush defense.
Wow.
On the flip side, Northwestern's offense, third to last in D1 in scoring, second to last in D1 in yards per play. Their offense is an atrocity. So I know that Wisconsin is probably due for a letdown at some point, you would think.
Yeah.
At the same time, Jonathan Taylor's in the middle of a Heisman chase. They're still trying to – Wisconsin as a team is still trying to earn a lot of national respect. And then this is also a revenge game because they lost in Evanston last year.
Oh.
I don't think Northwestern scores more than 10.
Okay.
I think Northwest – or – Wisconsin covers 24.
Wow. Nice. Wow.
Large. That's two dozen. That is a large spread. But I'm with you.
Derek. So go Northwestern to cover.
No.
No, no, no. You're going Wisconsin. That's my fault.
Wisconsin to, yeah, okay, to cover to 24.
I thought at the end you'd say, okay, that's my
bad. My bad.
No,
my
no,
bad.
No. All right. Trevor?
Oh, you guys are done?
Yeah, I mean, I could rip off a few more like Middle Tennessee State at Iowa, but I don't think anybody cares about mine.
I mean, Derek's 5-1 in the last 2 weeks.
Well, no.
A couple other feelers you got?
Mine is one. My feeler is Iowa's going to cover against Middle Tennessee State, although okay. Trevor mentioned that Michigan did not.
Similar spread.
Against Middle Tennessee State. It's 23.5. I'm still going Middle Tennessee State there. I've got a couple
you're
of
going
other.
Iowa there.
I'm sorry, I'm going Iowa. Arizona in the Pac-12.
That's one of mine.
Okay, then I'm not going that.
No, that's
that
right.
Was the one. That's
you don't
right.
Like that one.
That's okay.
The other one I like, I do like. Okay, here's the one I'm going with. At some point, the Browns have to show up for something, right?
Uh-oh.
And it's a shootout. I don't think they win in Baltimore.
That's also one of mine.
Then okay. I'm not going there either. How about Kansas City, Detroit?
I don't have that on here.
Okay, so the Chiefs are 7 now, or 6.5 going in today. At Detroit. I know Detroit is undefeated.
Yeah.
But this is the Chiefs, and they score every minute. Give me the Chiefs to win money there. Big money.
I had two others written down. Chiefs minus 6.5 was one. Don't overthink it.
No.
The other one was Air Force minus 18.5.
Going back at
San Jose State. I went with them last week, and they burned me. The quarterback got banged up. I was looking to see for injury status update on Donald Hammond, the quarterback. Really good. Surprise, surprise, it's confidential.
Oh.
With the Air Force Academy. They will not let me know what his health status is, so I did not go with that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to lead off with the one Lon led me into. Arizona minus 5.5 against UCLA. This, to me, feels like a classic week-to-week inflation case.
Okay. UCLA, I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, the line is deflated in UCLA's favor because of what they did last week, even though UCLA is not a good team. UCLA is a terrible, terrible team, okay?
Yes.
They were
0-3
going into that game against Washington State. They somehow win a ridiculous 67-63 shootout.
Yeah. Feel some hatred in that.
And now suddenly, we'll leave that right where it is. I don't think they're going to go on the road for a second straight week and beat another Pac-12 team. The line is only minus 5.5, which means all the Wildcats have to do is win by a touchdown. I don't think Arizona's great, but I think people are buying UCLA too much after that last week's game. Virginia Tech minus 3 against Duke. It's Virginia Tech's ACC home opener. It's Friday night. That atmosphere is usually rocking. It's a sellout. Here's the stat that jumped out to me on this one. This is kind of crazy. Justin Fuente, as a head coach in both Memphis and Virginia Tech, has never lost after a bye week.
Wow.
4-0.
And
I know that's not a huge sample size.
For you. They're at home?
Yep.
Against
and they're
Duke.
Coming off a bye against Duke. And the Hokies handled Duke on the road at Duke last year. They get them at home this year. I like Virginia Tech minus 3. All they have to do is win by a field goal to get your money back at least.
Boom.
This one looks a little stinky sniffy to me.
Oh, boy.
Vanderbilt minus 6 at home against a bad Northern Illinois team.
Yeah, that is stinky smelly.
Now, I know Vanderbilt isn't great, but they got Keyshawn Vaughn, who's really, really good. I don't know who could have possibly identified that before he was at Vanderbilt, but he is really, really good. Northern Illinois used to be great, but they're not a good team in the MAC this year.
No, hammered by Nebraska.
Vandy minus 6 at home against a bad non-conference opponent. This seems super stinky sniffy to me because this seems super obvious to
me.
Okay.
Next up, this one's kind of weird, but I like it. Baylor plus 3 at home against ranked Iowa State.
Oh.
No longer ranked Iowa State. Nobody seems to be talking about Baylor, but they're 3-0.
I want that on a t-shirt, by the way. Weird, but I like it.
Yeah.
That could apply to many things. Baylor's 3-0, and they've got a quarterback named Charlie Brewer who has 8 touchdowns and no interceptions this year. I think the Bears and the Cyclones get into a shootout, and I don't know why, but I like Baylor at home.
This is at Baylor.
Baylor plus three at home. They're being given a field goal to work with, and no one is on Baylor because no one knows that Baylor's any good. Up next, Purdue plus 1.5 I had it. Now it's a pick 'em. Boilermakers are at home. Minnesota's 3-0 start feels a little fluky to me, if not massively fluky to me. Gophers seem to play a lot worse on the road under P.J. Fleck than at home. For me, this is all about whether or not Elijah Sindelar goes to Purdue. I know he's questionable. I'm going to just go ahead and assume that he will.
Okay.
And a home underdog in a conference game, I'm going to go with Purdue plus 1.5 on this one.
You got to take it now, right? Because if it gets announced that he is going to play, then the line's going to go back.
Boom.
Speaking of that strategy, here's my next one. North Texas and Houston.
Whoa!
Houston was a 7-point favorite.
I love this.
And then De'Aaron King decided he's just going to sit out the year.
I love this play.
And then their stud wide receiver decided he's also just going to sit out the year.
Yep.
Right now it's a pick 'em. So it went from a Houston minus 7 to a pick 'em, but I think North Texas is going to win by 30.
Really?
Houston is not very good, and they lost their only good weapon. I think this is hammer time this week.
How
North
could
Texas.
The guys playing for Houston be like, let's be motivated the rest of the season. Well, quarterback just quit.
Unless they want to show him.
Mason Fine is the mean green quarterback. He's really, really good.
Interesting.
Like, people talked about him as a dark horse Heisman. He's really, really good. North Texas in a pick 'em all day.
Okay.
Ohio State minus 17.5. This is just a case of what I saw last weekend from Nebraska and their fans. I don't think their defense is particularly good.
No.
I think Ohio State is the case right now to be the best team in the nation overall, honestly. I think this is a huge blowout.
Okay.
I think Ohio State wins, like, 50 to 20 or something.
College game day's there as well.
Yeah, well, who cares?
If Fields goes like 80 yards in the first drive, that place goes silent.
Yep.
I think that's is the key.
They were down 5-0, right, last weekend.
Ohio State.
That's right. They were down 5-0 to Miami. Yeah.
Won, 78-5 or something?
Something like that. Two quick NFL ones. I also really like Patriots Buffalo under.
Okay.
Nice.
Browns plus 7. At Baltimore. This is going against every bone in my body because I've been telling you guys I don't really like the Browns. Cleveland has covered, though, in 5 of its last 6 road games.
They're due, baby.
The Ravens are 0-4 against the spread at home in their last 4. I'm not on the Browns bandwagon, but I think they have to be good enough to at least keep a game close at some point. And I think plus 7 is a lot. I think this game could be a shootout.
Okay.
I think the Ravens win by 3.
Okay.
And finally, Buccaneers plus 11. At home, on the road against the Rams, this just feels like too many points to me. This line would be different if the Bucs hadn't missed a field goal and 2 extra points that single-handedly caused them to lose that game against the Giants. I think Todd Bowles is a pretty good defensive coordinator.
Giants are bad, though.
Yeah, but they weren't that bad with Daniel Jones in there last week.
No, true.
I think the Bucs' defense is going to be good enough that they keep it within 2 touchdowns against the Rams team that might be looking ahead to the Seahawks the next week. I like Buccaneers plus 11 at the Rams.
Okay.
There you have it.
Wow. There's so many picks, it's hard to go back and kind of review them.
Who's your main three, though, that we're counting?
My main three, I got Arizona State tomorrow night covering. They get 4.5 against Cal. Take ASU. I've got Wyoming. I don't like that one, though.
No, you already gave it.
Wyoming at home against UNLV, 9.5. They got to win by 10, in other words. I don't know the lingo. I'll go Wyoming to win that one. And then I love Indianapolis, the Colts at home against the Raiders. 7-point spread.
Yep. Okay.
Colts blow out Oakland.
Derek, what were yours?
Despite the fact that Penn State has beaten Maryland the last 2 years by a combined score of 104-6.
I've choked up on that. I've done nothing there.
104-6. I've got Maryland at home plus 6.5 Friday night.
So they're due.
They're due. New England, Buffalo, under 42.5. 2 really good defenses.
You both like that one.
And then Wisconsin, minus 24 at home against Northwestern.
Okay.
One of the worst offenses in the country.
Ugh.
Virginia Tech, minus 3 against Duke. Vanderbilt, minus 6. Stinky sniffy alert against Northern Illinois. Baylor, plus 3 at home against Iowa State.
Right.
Purdue, plus 1.5 at home against Minnesota. Arizona, minus 5.5 at home against UCLA. Ohio State, minus 17.5 on the road at Nebraska.
Yes,
North
that.
Texas, pick 'em, hammer against Houston at home.
Hammer.
Browns, plus 7 at Baltimore, and Buccaneers, plus 11 at Rams.
I've never gone over $10 on a bet. I may just go 20 on that North Texas.
Okay.
Because it sounds
like
Trevor.
Well, if one thing I know, it's mean green football.
Boom. I love it. Well done, boys. Well done. That is Trev's ticket. When we come back, we actually get just some time to just chat.
So Alex Cora is all fired up on the TV about what Mike Minor did today.
Oh, yeah, I got to hear about this. This is something that I've never seen that happened in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about it when we return. Hey, did you know 2/3 of retirees wish they'd done things differently during retirement planning? UC Wealth Management shares 7 tried and true tips for retirees. I'm not going to read them all, but I'll read some. 1, maybe the most important, get educated. Retirees wish they had educated themselves on savings options. Talk to an advisor with UC Wealth Management today. Make a plan. Start budgeting now. Contribute today. Take advantage of your employer's contribution matching benefits, if offered, and let that compounding interest work in your favor. For a guide to your golden years, visit the Resource Center on Busey.com today. The experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management are ready to create your
personalized plan, or check in on your current retirement goals. Call 1-800-67-BUSY or visit Busey.com today.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name is Christina Slaby. I love doing physical therapy at Mettler. I did my own research because I knew of some other physical therapy places my friends had gone to and they weren't too happy, so I wanted to find a place that I was really happy with. And that's what I think is really special about physical therapy at Mettler, is that one-on-one attention the whole hour that you're there. It really helped with like strengthening and like figuring out a lot of issues that I didn't think I have.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Car payments, mortgages, college tuition. You have enough to worry about, so let Pekin Insurance relieve some stress with auto, home, business, and life insurance. You can even protect your RV, motorcycle, and pets with our coverage. Request a free quote today at PekinInsurance.com. Our local agents will provide you with beyond the expected advice and service. That's PekinInsurance.com.
You're all about helping others, Gary. Come on, man.
Well, I don't know. It just makes me feel good.
What did you love about policing?
Well, I just loved interacting with the public and, you know, meeting all the great people out there in the community and working with all the fine officers I worked with. It was great.
Well, Gary Eden, I'm proud to award you a free roof for your home here in Champaign from Freedom Roofing and Kurt Kaiser. Congratulations. You deserve it, my friend.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Hi, this is Carl Hill with Hillshire Development, and I am inviting you to the Showcase Parade of Homes, which will be held September 20th through the 22nd and 27th through the 29th from 10 to 6. We'll have homes on display in the Southridge subdivision in Urbana by featured builders Hearthstone Homes and Bleat Builders. Hillshire has designed and built over 200 homes in Champaign County. We're a family business with many years of experience and would like to help turn your dreams into realty. So come out and see all the great homes and available lots. Visit ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com for more details and tickets.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mum season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mum, the biggest, best-priced mum in the state. We grow 20,000 mums, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few mums when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Mile. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
We're talking with Chef Thad Morrow about the food you'll experience at the new Naya restaurant in Campus Town.
I really like food to be, you know, casual, approachable, but that doesn't necessarily mean not delicious. You know, I want the food to be simple, yeah, but you can come in, have a, you know, a nice plate of pasta, grab a glass of wine. I really like it. So, I mean, it's not fine dining, it's casual dining.
Asian-inspired Italian cuisine is waiting for you at the new Naya restaurant. See the menu, get hours, and learn more at NayaRestaurant.com. Your gift search for anyone starts at the Urbana Park District. Buy a gift card and a friend or loved one gains pool admission, pays for classes and programs, even dog park membership. It's perfect for any gifting or to say thanks. Buy Urbana Park District gift cards at the Phillips Recreation Center, located at 505 West Staunton, Urbana, or call 217-367-1544. A gift for any reason in any season starts with gift cards from the Urbana Park District.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, it's The Drive, Tay and Piper. Guess what, guys?
What's that?
I actually did win the Mega one.
Psych!
I didn't know. I was so confused.
You said you were all dejected that you lost, and you said, look at this, and I'm looking at your phone. I said, Lon, you have it.
You got it, baby! I'm coming, Mega! $50 to Mega. I'm in, man.
What time should we meet you there?
Yeah,
right.
No doubt,
yeah.
Right?
So when are we going? Right now?
$50 on Bud Light or what? No, I'm kidding. I'm anxious to. I can't wait to eat. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What happened today in baseball? Because that was weird.
Yeah, so Mike Minor of the Texas Rangers was at 199 strikeouts for the season. Fair to assume that he had some type of incentive to get to 200 for his contract purposes.
Got it.
Two different pop-ups by the Red Sox in the game. In the seventh inning, he's at about 100 pitches, so you know he's going to get pulled soon. The Rangers purposefully allow both to drop, one in foul territory, one in fair territory.
That's horrible.
And he gets his 200th strikeout. Alex Cora, the Boston manager, was super upset.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. That's making a charade of the game.
Yeah.
That, okay. Yeah, that's. I don't like that at all. And I don't even think I'm being the old man on the...
No, I'm with you.
I mean, come on.
Get the strikeout legitimately, right?
Right. Although, if you're
$10,000 in your contract,
no doubt.
You get that 200 and you tell your infielders, hey, I'll give you each.
Right, you split it with the infielders.
Yeah, right.
Boom. And if you're that guy that got the pop up that went for a hit, you're like, yes, I got another hit.
Maybe he had an incentive for batting average that was just also hit.
Man, the collusion is everywhere.
That's right.
All right, we got to get out of here. Don't have anybody to thank.
Thank us for the betting advice.
Yeah. What's tomorrow? We got anything exciting? Oh, I forgot to get a hold of Brandon Lloyd. I'm going to see if Brandon Lloyd can join us tomorrow.
Okay.
How about that? Who you got?
More game previews for the weekend.
Sweet. Maybe Lon will get stupid tomorrow. It's a Friday. I haven't been stupid in a while.
We could do a draft or something. We haven't done it in forever.
Let's think of something.
Okay. Sure.
We're going to tease it. We're going to have something stupid tomorrow. Something weird. Like Illinois wants to be that weird team. Oh, let's explain that
step.
Again.
Yeah.
That's the next step. Right. Yeah.
Next step in the rebuild.
Oh, we're out of here. All right. No Cardinals baseball tonight. Cubbies play tonight.
They just started or about to start in Pittsburgh.
Okay. We're out.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.